So how did you come from being working mostly with men to where you are now? Because I understand you work more with women now.
Yes.
Couples, is that
yes.
right?
Again, that's just been an evolutionary thing. And from the point of view of, I think, okay, let me take a step back. My passion is, or my mission is to, as I've sort of indicated, take sexuality out of these various different closets it's been put in, and to make it normal, and to create an environment where it's okay just to talk about it, ask questions about it, explore it, experience it.
So it's about removing the taboos,
removing
the
taboos
or the shame that is quite often with it.
Now, sadly, a lot of the taboos and a lot of the shame and a lot of the criticism is all based around the male world of sexuality. You know, the politician who gets caught online doing something, or you know, the person having the affair, or you know, there's a whole sort of culture around that sort of presentation of sexuality. And you know, and it goes right down to the end of to the degree of trafficking and stuff like that, prostitution, etc., etc. The nasty end, you know, from what I the way I would call it, the Big Mac end of sexuality,
the
fast food sex, yeah. So, from the point of view of presenting sexuality in a honest, healthy way, I realised quite early on that if this was going to go out into the media would listen to women. It wouldn't listen to men. So if a man stands up and says, well, I've got erection problems, I've gone to this lady and she's helped me get overcome it, there's always going to be that suspicion of, oh, well, maybe he just did it for a bit of fun. Whereas if a woman stands up and says, I have orgasm problems with orgasm, but I've been going to see this male therapist and he's helped me, the media generally will go, well, that's interesting. A woman wouldn't do that for just sort of gratuitous pleasure. There must be a reason behind it. So it allowed the media really to write about what I do. And so consequently, the first article that came out in Cosmopolitan 4 years ago, although bounced around between being quite salacious to suspicious to supportive in its eight pages.
What was the name of the article?
It was, well, again, the title, I've unfortunately read it all, said it all. It was titled, Would You Pay This Man £175 to Give You an Orgasm?
It's a great title. Very attention-grabbing.
It was very attention-grabbing, and it did the trick. But unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, but they also had to dress me up looking like a sort of semi-James Bond with these two women standing by the side of me. It was a little bit, but it was better than, you know, I wasn't in a caftan, and I wasn't waving bangles around, and I wasn't, you know, looking like
every man wants
man.
To be James Bond. I'm sure he didn't mind that.
So that came out, and as a result of that, I must have had over 300-400 contacts from women all over the country and globally, because it was in the magazine, as well as being online. And up to three years later, I was still getting people coming to me as a result of that, reading that
article.
That one article, people had the magazine tucked away in a drawer, and in some cases took them 3 years to actually be courageous enough to come along and see me.
Yeah, I read some of your testimonials on your website, and I think there were a couple of women who said that they came across the article in their hairdressers or in the dentist while they were sitting waiting to go in for their appointment, and then sort of took them maybe months or years to pluck up the courage to actually come and see you.
Yeah, absolutely. And as a result of that, I would think probably 50 to 75 women as a direct result of that that article. And that kick-started the media interest, because once one lot gets on board, the others all tend to come in. So Cosmo have done at least 4 or 5 articles of different things, and I've written about different subjects, some quite light-hearted. Others have been, you know, in the Mail Online, or even, I'm not quite sure how, but I ended up in BBC World Service in the whole of South America. So I'm obviously big down there, but I haven't seen many people over here from South America.
South America.